The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This Brian Colangelo secret Twitter accounts thing.
I don't understand the point.
Insecurity.
He's like bashing
his own players.
Sixers players.
Yeah. And there's no guarantee that all of these accounts are his. But boy, when they started digging into it, it sure looked like they're all his.
Yep. He's basically got Joel Embiid pissed off at him.
He ripped
Embiid,
his coach.
Just what an odd story. Brandon Brooks came out and said that playing with the Texans isn't fun.
Are we shocked by any of that?
Not at all. I mean, the Texans organization doesn't seem like they don't scream fun.
No.
Bill O'Brien doesn't scream like, I'm a fun coach to play for. It is kind of funny that former players are now saying, yeah, it sucked in New England. It sucked down there, too.
You know, it doesn't suck his winning. I'm sure he enjoyed being around those guys with the Eagles because they won. Rex Ryan seemed like he'd be fun to hang out with, but wasn't a good coach.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. At MK Pallet. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Or if you want to see Eric, actually you see me yawning right at this particular second, but if you want to see Eric, you can go to livestream.com/GalMedia/live. Actually, you can just go to the ESPN 97.5 page and click on it there, and you can see Eric and Weekend Warrior prominently displayed.
What do you think, guys? You thirsty?
Oh, yeah.
Ready for one?
Yeah. Dude, I was wondering what's taking you so long.
Well, I wasn't sure. I figured the marketing department would like it if I do this, you know.
Well, you can just see. Here's how you do it. Just turn the thing a little bit that way.
A little corner angle.
Yeah.
Get both sides of it.
And you'll be able to see very well on the camera. Right, Jon? Is camera director in there. You can see it.
Yeah. The marketing department will be happy, Jon.
This is one thing I've learned since I'm in radio is how to look at a camera and show off the label. So, yeah, that's a Weekend Warrior that you're seeing right there.
Are you doing ads like that now, Fred, where you have to like do not just the voice ads, but you actually have to act out an ad?
Yeah, we're actually working on a bunch of stuff for the website, which at some point I want to talk to you about this one show we're doing, which is going to involve alcohol.
Oh,
but,
I like it already.
But yeah, I've done a couple. We're going to do a couple stand-up ads for that. The website's going to have a lot more video component to it, and with that, it'll be stuff like, you know, when I like to drink alcohol on the air and I like beer, Weekend Warrior. And then I'm going to smile at the camera like I'm doing now, and I'm going to make sure I hold it where you can say, see, Weekend Warrior.
Yeah, but the last thing people want is your face next to the product.
Ouch.
Listen, Fred, you're good for some things, like, and your voice saying, oh, I love Weekend Warrior, that's great. But nothing's going to make people turned off like seeing your mug next to a product.
You know what the one difference there is if people drink beer, they're going to look at that and say, you know what? Hey, it's nice that a guy that's uglier than me can drink beer and smile at a camera.
That's true.
And so, yeah, they
will. Maybe you're right.
Brett, yeah. I actually think you're looking pretty good right now. So is this diet thing, you've been doing that more? And
I've been working out a lot more.
Okay.
I'm not losing weight as much as fast as I'd like, but I'm working on it. But, yeah, I've been working out a bunch, and I feel fantastic. So, and I'm actually got a clean bill of health from my doctor, so I can drink beer.
Green light on drinking again.
Yeah.
Which is good. Sweet.
Yeah. Just need to get a few more pounds off the gut.
What's the goal weight, Fred?
I want to come in a little under 220.
What are you at now?
I'm at 244.
Okay.
So that's doable.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like pretty much exactly what I weigh.
Well, I'd gotten up to 260 at one point. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I get up to 260 all the time. And then
You got, what, 4 inches on him?
No, I don't think
We're actually about the same height.
He might really?
Be a hair, yeah, he might be a little taller.
Yeah, I don't know. We're close to the same. I'm not way taller than him for sure.
Okay. No.
We're just built differently.
You got to like eliminate the carbs. That's the key. Not beer. Drinking beer.
I know what I need to do. It's just a matter of doing it. But and the thing is, it's like all these things that come up that slow you down, like going to a wedding and eating a bunch of stuff. And then now I'm going to be out of town, and I'm certainly not going to diet while I'm in San Francisco. So, yeah, when I get back, I'll get right back on the train. It'll be fine. So,
when you were saying you're going to be sitting on a plane, just chilling, listening to music and drinking. I mean, that's a net calorie gain right there.
Yeah.
You know, but I agree with your plan. That's what I do too.
But I need the break, and I need the vacation, and that's what I'm going to do. And so I'm also going to get out and run while there. I got to do a virtual 10K while I'm in San Francisco. So that'll be fun.
What's a virtual 10K?
Well, we do this Run Houston race series, and we always go to every race. It just so happens that one of them this year is while we're in San Francisco, but you can do the virtual race where I've had one sip of beer.
It's the vulture race.
The vulture race, yeah.
You lay down and pretend to be dead.
Yeah,
and then the vulture
you hang meat off your body and the vulture chases you or something.
But basically, you have to prove you ran the race and you can still get the t-shirt and the medal and all that stuff. So I'm going to go out and run it while we're there. I think it'd be kind of fun. Well, remember when we were there, you went and walked the bridge, right?
I went on like a I didn't walk the bridge.
Okay, I thought you
But I walked all over the city. Like, I walked all the way out up to the north part of the bay, and then I walked down to where the bridge is on the east bank, and I saw the bridge in Alcatraz, and then I walked all the I ended up walking like 14 miles or something in one day.
Well, I'm thinking of running the bridge as part of my 10K.
Okay.
I thought that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you,
I did that in Jacksonville, but it was a smaller bridge.
I just walked there. That city's no joke to walk or run in because everything is a hill.
Yeah.
Everything.
But
it's not an easy place to walk.
I was looking at the temperatures. It's like 65 and 55.
I bet it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I can deal with that coming out of this mess. But I should, I bet they have Weekend Warrior out there. I'm going to have some.
They're not going to have it out there, Fred. You're going to have to. But, hey, that's what craft is all about. Local, get. I mean, there's probably so many good breweries right there in San Francisco now.
Oh, yes.
I haven't even heard of anymore. Yeah. AJ, I was in New York last week and got to drink some Hudson Valley.
How was that?
You heard of those guys?
I have.
Yeah, they're doing like these sour IPAs.
Yeah.
Fruited sour IPAs.
Good.
Yeah, but they didn't really taste very IPA-y to me.
No.
I got the sour and I got the fruit, but they weren't that hoppy.
Okay.
I had somebody hook me up with some Treehouse.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Those guys are printing money right now.
They got it going on.
Holy smoke. So this guy was showing me pictures of people waiting in line to, buy beer there.
Every day?
Every
release, yeah.
They do they blast that. They have a Facebook page.
Like, imagine that being your distribution method.
That is their distribution. That's the only way they sell beer. Saying.
Like, how great would it be if you could just do that? You don't have to send beer out to stores. You just open up your store and everybody comes. And they literally buy all the beer you can make until you can put more out there. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Pretty killer business model.
Not bad. I should have thought of that.
Texas would not be the state to do that in.
No, you can't do it here.
Can't do it here. Not at the level they're doing it.
No.
Anyway.
Bastards.
Our laws kind of suck, don't they?
No, our laws suck a
lot. Arcane?
Yeah.
Is that the word that comes to mind?
But there are plenty of good breweries out there in San Francisco, Fred. You'll find something.
Well, I remember we went to two or three really good bars while we were out there that got a lot of good beer out of. So
there's a really good bottle shop right next to a brewery called Cellar Maker Brewing. And you're going to love this. They have a beer called Coffee and Cigarettes.
Perfect.
It's built for you, Fred. But it's a, it's real good. And it's a stout, just like you like it.
Bourbon barrel age?
At the time, when I went there, they had both on tap. That's a good place.
I would think they make that with smoked malt, too.
I think they do.
Yeah. I like those kind of beers when they're like almost kind of taste like ash or cigar or something. I mean, there's got to be in the right mood for that, but I dig that. A lot of people don't.
I'll also be partaking of the legal marijuana out there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Is that going to be your first?
My first stop is that, yes.
No, but I mean, have you been to like Colorado or any place? Or is this your first time going into legally?
We've been to Vegas a bunch since they've legalized it.
Okay.
A couple times, actually.
Yeah.
But it's, when we were there last time, it was medically legal, but you could get it very easily.
Right.
Now it's just plain legal. So.
But you still can't go out on the street and smoke a doobie on 8th Street or whatever.
I'll figure that out when I get there.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what the laws
are.
But I have a friend who lives out there, so he's going to tell me all the laws.
You don't need to do it in public. You can just go back to your hotel room and do it.
Yeah.
You stay in a hotel or Airbnb?
Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah. We
that can't be cheap.
It's not.
Fred's a rich.
No, we got. Yeah. And listen,
this is management too.
Hey, when was the last time we've done anything like this where we've both been out of town going to someplace for a weekend? And so, yeah, we sprung for the 5-star hotel.
5-star?
Whoa, he is a rich.
What?
We got Holy smokes.
We got it on Hotwire, so it's not that expensive.
I bet you're paying $450 a night, Fred.
$389.
All right, that's
a pretty good deal.
Wow.
Because it was $350 for a 4-star, so why not?
Listen, my entire vacation, I'm about to go on vacation. My entire vacation, it cost me $389.
You got kids, man. You got to do it that way.
But $389, Fred, I mean, Fred, that's one night for Fred. I'm going to be out there for 10 days in a tent.
And you're still going to be like eating canned food and stuff.
Eating canned beans, pork and beans.
Yeah, well, you got to teach the kids the right way.
But we don't pay anything for when we go to Canada because we have a place to stay and her parents buy the beer and stuff.
That's true.
So this is literally your splurge vacation for the year.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And it's only a couple nights.
Well, it's 4 days and then we bought tickets to the show and then the flight. That's all it is. So
we're going to have the total JV team in for a couple days here, huh?
That's why I wanted to get you in today because, you know, I don't want you coming in here and working with some scrubs next week.
I mean, I would have done it, but I appreciate that. I mean, it's always fun working with you guys.
Of course, we're the best.
What, a little bit of a wild card, you know, with the backups.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what those guys are going to do.
And they may know nothing about your beers.
Yeah. They may not like beer.
Well, that would be a problem.
Yeah. That's no good.
Do we even know who's back, who's doing it Monday, John?
No, not yet.
Okay. Wow. Well, there you have it. Yeah. Hey, Eric, we want you to come in. We're not sure who you're going to be with, but it's going to be really awesome.
So you could have come in next Thursday. That would have been okay because that'll be Jermaine and Holly, and they drink like fish. So, but
I am curious to meet Holly. I followed her on Twitter per your recommendations. But, I it's one of those things I want to meet her in person.
Well, you need to come out when we do our show at Whitmire's on the 16th, Sunday the 16th, I think, 1 o'clock. We're going to be filming.
Father's Day.
Yeah, it's Father's Day. We're going to be filming the first
The
pilot for Sports on the Rocks. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's the name.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah.
On the rocks or on the...
On the rocks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Easy, AJ.
Yeah. Gotcha. He's talking South Carolina over there. I don't know what that
is. That's what I thought the show was about, South Carolina football.
Tell people what's going on, man, because you always come in here and we just start BSing and we forget to do the marketing.
Well, we might as well go to a break and then come back and do all that BS on the other side. Yeah, because it's time now. I've got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson right now. I don't have time to listen to Eric. If you haven't been down, if you're looking for a bike or you plan on looking for a bike and you don't take the time to go down to Republic Harley Davidson, you're doing yourself a disservice. It's as simple as that. You're screwing yourself. These guys have the best inventory, and right now, when you buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson, you get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, free installation, and that's only at Republic Harley-Davidson. It's so worth the trip down there, guys. Their staff is professional, they're friendly, they're knowledgeable, they're going to greet you at the door, they're going to ask you how they can help. If you want to just look, they'll let you look. You want to ride one, they'll let you ride one. They're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. They've got financing for everyone, so whatever your budget, they can work with you guys. Saturday, June 6th, coming and riding the 8th Annual Parade of Chrome Law Enforcement Memorial Ride. It's going to benefit the Sugarland PD. Food, SWAT vehicles, drinks, and a 45-minute escorted ride. Riders get free tickets to the Sugarland Skeeters game, but to ride, you must register either online or the day of the event at Republic HD from 2 to 4. You meet at the dealership, get a free T-shirt if you're one of the first 100 people to register. Go to republichd.com for more information and details about the ride. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, you name it, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, like I said, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. For the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Hey,
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Eric hanging another segment with us. So let's get the business stuff out of the way. Tell people what's going on at the brewery so we can get back to having fun.
Marketing department punted.
What do you mean?
I asked them for talking points. Oh. They just said pimp the summer beers.
Yeah, that's what I did today.
Okay, so Tasty Waves is an awesome beer.
Look what's going on right here. This is my current copy. See,
AJ just fumbles left and right.
What's that say? What's the date?
That's pretty. Do you really want me to read that?
Read the top.
Do you really want me to embarrass people?
Yeah.
March 9th, 2018.
March 9th, DG.
Yeah.
It meant to be May 9th.
Well, we had a. Listen, AJ, we had a fumble on the beers here, too. Yet another snafu in the warehouse.
What happened?
Well, I asked for the beers, the two cases of beers to be ready for me to go, right? As usual. You know, radio show, it's like this dialed in drill. Well,
and they're probably thinking, why do they need two cases of beer for a radio hit?
Because it's us.
It's you guys. Yeah, I don't think that was, trust me, I don't think that was the issue. So I go down to the normal spot, nothing there.
Really?
Ask a guy, a good, hardworking employee. He didn't know anything.
Dude, they're disrespecting you.
So I had to
you.
Go scrounging for beers for your trip.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, but that's that.
I do think that
But I think we need to, yeah. So
they're disrespecting you. They don't care what you think.
I don't think it's that.
No, it
I
is
just
that.
Think it's, oh, man.
It's got to be. It's like if I tell my kids to clean their room and then they just don't do it.
Well, then you whoop their you-know-what, don't
you? Yeah.
So is that what you're saying I got to do?
Well, you can't do that. What you can do is fire their sorry ass.
Well, you know it's review time right now, AJ.
Or give them a negative review.
Reviews are due tomorrow.
You want me to help?
Yes. So maybe we'll influence the voting process there on the review. But no, so, Tasty Waves, it's great. Our summer seasonal. I had one actually before I came over here. I like to call it the poor man's goza because we have a little lactic acid and sea salt that we add to that along with a little passion fruit. Makes it exceptionally refreshing on a hot day like today.
It is tasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the name.
Exactly. Yeah. Tasty Waves, brah.
And also good mixed with tequila.
I tried that the other day for the first time.
What'd you think?
Excellent. It was really good. I didn't like the I tell you, I'm getting into these mezcals now. I know it's
mezcal,
a little trendy.
Yeah,
I
love it.
So I want to try that next. And of course, every day is a good day for Love Street, and especially when it's 95 degrees out. And
when I was driving in, the little thermometer in my car, 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's way too early
it's
for
too
that.
Early.
It's still
and I know it's always a little hotter in your car than it is.
Right.
But yeah, 100 degrees.
Bank clock. The bank clock is always, going to read a little hotter, but it's pretty nasty out. So anyway, just a good summer beer. You know, still come by the restaurant. Starting to get toasty in the beer garden. We still have all the events you mentioned in, you know, two segments ago. Bingo turned into on Memorial Day. We had a huge crowd for bingo. It was like 150 people.
Wow,
that's really becoming quite popular.
That's too many. I can't. My odds are low.
Well, and that's too many people for me. You gotta chop about 20 of them off.
Let's kick half those people out, so I got a better chance of winning bingo.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay,
I might be able to. And as the summer grinds on, they'll probably, you know. And it was a holiday, so. You know. But anyway, bingo's getting quite popular. But yeah, come on by the restaurants. We got a couple new menu items. Southwest Chicken Salad had one today. It's most excellent. And then of course the standby favorites: Korean fried chicken, burgers.
I love it.
What?
That is really good.
You name it. When are you guys coming back again? Have they slated that?
No, why don't you ask your marketing?
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be once a month, right?
Well, yeah, all right. I guess I got to get on them about a couple things. Although your marketing department has to help out with that too, right?
I don't know.
That's a cross court. You just show up when told.
Our guys are idiots too. Trust me. Our guys don't know what they're doing either.
Hey, at least I've got them where they now email us a thing that I can put on my calendar.
Well, you know what's funny?
Because I complain so much.
We did this little engagement survey. By department in the brewery, and you want to know what department was like the happiest? Marketing.
I would guess so. They're always in the air conditioning,
They're doing social media. Oh, bro, it was a rough day. I had to send like, you know, 10 tweets,
mass email.
Yeah, it was tough. I had to negotiate this deal for a concert. So anyway, no one. I'd be happy too. The guys in the brewery, they're actually working, sweating their you know what's off. You know, putting
grinding
beer into cans, that's grinding right. One can, one case at a time, getting it done.
Lamont said to ask you this: which of your beers would you recommend to barbecue with as tenderizer?
I would use. I would actually the Weekend Warrior wouldn't be bad. You want as tenderizer, you want something not super hoppy, because the hops will kind of you'll actually get the bitterness kind of going into the meat. Darker, maltier beers are good for that. That's not our like wheelhouse or forte, but yeah, I think you could maybe use BBH.
Yes, Sympathy.
Sympathy, but we don't brew.
Oh, that's like, is that seasonal?
What about
now,
Three-Legged Lab?
Three-Legged Lab would be good. Three-Legged Lab would be good. But we don't have that out right now.
Damn it. Yeah.
So I'd use Weekend Warrior. That'd be my, also good for like making chili, you know.
Yes.
Which is what we are
BBH,
drinking
also good
right
for
now.
Making chili.
I like dark beers for making chili.
I
think
too.
It just adds a lot of flavor. Of course, you know, we're about 8 months away from chili season, but.
Nobody's thinking about chili right now. But.
Yeah, you like chili all year round?
No, I said nobody is.
Yeah, Not
when it's 100 degrees.
No, I can't do it. Although first thing I see, I open up my Facebook. What's that? The first thing I see.
Wow,
making some chili and cornbread. Although this looks like some kind of crazy ass chili.
It looks like he just started it. It looks like he's got to boil it down a little bit still, but.
Yeah, I don't know who's making chili today. It's too damn
hot. Well, you know, they say that when you eat something hot or drink hot beverages on a hot day, that actually cools you down more. I've tried that. I think that's an old wives' tale.
I'm going to microwave these beer cans before I go on the river.
That's a good plan.
There you go. Try it. Let us know how that goes, AJ.
Boil them.
Let us know how refreshed you are.
I'm going to drop a few in the campfire.
Yeah, and get them to boiling temperature and see how that works for you.
Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah, I'm actually Carbox marketing department this weekend because I'll be on the river because obviously I'm a massive celebrity.
Yep.
Everyone knows that. And I'll be on the river drinking Carbox beer. That's why they brought me some river beer so I can go out there and show everybody the can in my celebrity hand.
AJ, why didn't you ask me for one of our Carbox Speedos? I would have brought that to you, man.
That's disappointing. I didn't know that you guys made those.
Would you wear it if we made one for you on the river?
Of course I would.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving on Friday morning.
I will see what I can do.
Okay.
Challenge to Carbach Marketing Department. Let's see how good you guys are.
Okay.
You got 36 hours to turn around a Carbach Speedo for AJ.
What's it look like?
What do you want it to look like?
I mean, I'd like
because this is going to be custom.
I'd like something with a with the Hopadillo monster on the ass,
and maybe a star,
or maybe on the junk.
Ooh, there
like the Hop monster,
yes.
Like right where the crotch
is. I like it.
Foxtail.
And on the cheek, we'll put a star on each cheek.
That's a good idea.
All right. We'll see what they can do.
I'm simple. I just like a t-shirt I could wear to San Francisco to show off.
When are you leaving, Fred?
Friday morning.
All right. You got to let me know. Challenge.
Why don't you wear a Speedo also? San Francisco's the place to do it.
Nobody's going
to
see me in that.
Why not?
Because I'm going to have pants on.
Well, that's...
You think you are, but you never know.
You're not a team player like
Midnight
I am.
Saturday.
I just as soon have a nice t-shirt. I could say the same message.
I'm not. You're not a team player. I am.
Besides, if I'm wearing a Speedo, they're not going to be looking at the little hoppadillo guy.
Why not?
Never mind.
Because your biomechanical penis? Your brand new biomechanical penis?
Because of the beautiful baby.
The hoppadillo would never fit on there. That hop monster would never fit. Sounds about right.
Oh, God. I think Jong's giving us the hook here. Yeah. He's like, you guys got to stop. This is about to get out of control.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, man. The beer is great as always. What's the next release you guys have?
Regular Hop Delusion. So the OG Hop Delusion is coming out.
How's this plan working of putting out the different
really
delusions?
Well. Yeah, really, really well. I think it's good because, you know, it keeps it interesting. We tried some of the pilot batches of the Hazy Delusion, which will be released in September. We tried that earlier this week. Oh, wow. Really good.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are gonna like that.
Stoked then.
Yeah. So that's kind of next up on the docket, and you guys safe travels and have fun. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. And I'm gonna see if, like I say, we'll see what our marketing department's made out of.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach, always bringing the good brews. Make sure you stop by the restaurant and check them out. That's what I'm gonna tell you about now. Even though my copy is from March 9th of 2018, I'm gonna tell you that. The beers they have out on shelves right now, Weekday Warrior Session IPA. They have the Weekend Warrior Pale Ale year round, but seasonals right now, the Blood Orange Rattler, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale we talked about, and the Mango Hop Delusion, they're all delicious. They're all available in your local supplier. You stop by your dealer's place and they'll hook you up with that Hop Deluge, and you'll be in a happy place in no time. Eric was mentioning bingo in the beer garden. If you want to go play bingo with 600 people every Monday night at 6 p.m., they're doing that. You can bring your dog. You can win tickets to some sporting events. It's a good time. But tonight's the big night for Love Street Blues. Go out there 6 to 9, which means 30 minutes ago till 9. You can go out there and listen to me. So you missed the opening act. Those guys probably weren't even that good. You're going to see the big stars at the end. There's no charge to go in and listen to the music. You just buy your own beers and you jam out. It's simple. Stop by the restaurant. Have dinner at the restaurant. Take your wife to the restaurant. It's not like a regular bar that, you know, you don't want your wife to know exists. She's going to be ashamed if she sees the kind of place you're hanging out and the kind of people you're hanging out with. This is like a real legit restaurant that your wife will be like, oh, this is nice. Thanks for taking me here. And you'll earn some points, unlike our boy Lance Zerlein, who lost points this weekend. You get the brewery and dining experience all in one. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back, and we go from our buddy Eric to our buddy Beth, who has got AJ dressed like Spider-Man already.
It's awesome.
I do feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's got the...
You're so cute. He has the nerve to tell me I can take pictures and I can't post them on social media. That's so silly. Of course I'm going to post them on social media.
He didn't go full Spider-Man, so it's okay.
I didn't wear a mask.
Right.
No.
You never go full Spider-Man.
Unless you're actually Spider-Man.
Right.
Oh, that would be something.
That'd be hot.
You know, costume play, cosplay, right? There's all sorts of stuff. People did that, last weekend, right? With all the comic.
Yeah, it was Comic Palooza. Was that what it was here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the hotel we were staying at was kind of like the hotel for Comic Palooza. So we saw nice, cool things. We saw a bunch of Lokis and some Harley Quinns and stuff like that.
Yeah, all sorts of fun things. Are you adjusting?
I'm adjusting.
I shifted it. I'm sorry. Yeah, good. Yeah, thank you.
I'm trying to make sure that people who are watching on the live stream, and if you want to see Beth, you can do it. are seeing the logo on your bag, which I'm now going to slide away from your face.
Oh.
So this is what I'm having to adjust here.
That's good. I don't even know where the camera is, but...
it's right there.
Yeah.
Just that one? Okay.
Oh, there's also one here. Hi, camera.
Yeah, but that camera's not what we're on. We're on this camera over here.
We're on that camera. Yeah. Hi, folks.
I have to take these gloves off.
I get so excited. Okay, well, thank you. So the reason I brought gloves is because this weekend on Love and Laughter with Beth, we're talking about burlesque. And how burlesque, going to a burlesque show can help you come up with some new ideas and help you learn how to take things off and put things on so that...
I've never gotten the burlesque thing.
So that's...
Maybe because I'm a simple man.
We're switching it. Well, okay. So there's something to... We'll talk about that. Why burlesque for men and then for women? Because it might be different things for different people. But... Again, part of my whole mission is avoiding BMS, right? Boring married sex.
Right.
So anything we can do to start
people... Let me pull that glove off.
Baby, can I do it? Like, I have to stick my tongue out when I do
just,
that.
He just switched the camera after I adjusted it to where it would work.
Wait.
Right?
Do y'all see me pulling off
it has that glove? Okay, so does that work, Joan? Okay.
I really want to put my teeth on there, but yeah, I don't want to make your wife upset.
Yeah, don't put your teeth on his glove.
Right. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, just... twirling around like this and stuff, and I don't know. And for some reason, I've decided when I start taking things off, like I'm a doofy burlesque person, I get this southern accent. I don't know why, but apparently my sexy vixen has a southern accent.
So, like, are we talking East Texas Southern?
I don't.
Are we talking Georgia Southern? What kind of Southern are we talking
about?
I have
no idea, because that is so not me. But it just, I don't know. I want to twirl.
Like
I want to show my
candy.
Bloomers, and it's probably a terrible mix of offensive something, and I don't know, but. But they do. These gloves just feel so good, right? A pair of thigh highs and a pair of gloves. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but suddenly you've got this whole thing and you can do this whole striptease. And the fact is this is where it's different for like men and women. But for women, just feeling this and getting in touch and moving our bodies and kind of like stroking ourselves can get us in the mood when just a guy, you know, particularly our husband saying, hey, let's just go to bed and have some fun, just may not be enough. So a little bit of something different. So
well, I say
it's never enough.
That has worked. That has worked quite well for me.
All right, aren't they so sexy? I say, even if you're all alone and you're just having a bad day, if you put on a pair of thigh highs, you feel sexier. You feel more powerful. You feel a little bit more energized, and you know, it just starts things flowing a little bit, and that's a good thing. So. I think so. We're going to do like burlesque kits, and people can just come in and pick up just a few things, and you don't have to spend a lot of money, and you can still go home and have all different kinds of fun, including, so of course, favorite, you know, burlesque things are pasties.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like pasties?
No.
You don't like wearing them?
No, never.
Do you like them on your wife?
No.
Really?
No, I like nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you want to get to them? Like, this is like the tease. Again, it's like there
that's what a bra does.
That's what a bra's for.
Oh, no, pasties are so, I don't know. I don't know which camera we're on, but they're just, they're so cute. And
come on, let's see.
Yeah, I would at some point.
I feel like I put on the gloves. You're not going to be a team player.
Yeah, should I put on the crotchless underwear?
Those are for Fred.
Isn't this the cutest crotchless underwear, though, you've ever seen? I love this hot pink. I just think everybody should have.
They can't wear that at the burlesque.
Really pretty. Well, they can if it's a burlesque. Oh, sure, they can wear this under something, and you can go to a burlesque show. So people, women out there, here's the thing, or men, suggest that your woman get dressed up, dressed sexy, to go watch the burlesque show with you so that she's feeling all this underneath, and then she's going to watch all these people on stage kind of moving and grooving and taking things off and exposing themselves in all different ways. And it's a very flirty kind of approach. Then when you go home, they can do it for you. And men also wear something nice because you need to do it for them too, right?
That's right.
A guy like taking off his pants and just kind of strutting and stuff and, I don't know, walking all sexy. It's pretty fun. So there's...
You should have seen how hot I looked at Jong's wedding.
I am so sorry. I missed that. I saw the pictures. Jong and Teresa looked so happy. I just absolutely loved it.
You didn't see the pictures after they got really drunk, though, and they got their marriage.
No, I have to say, with their traditional Korean garb, they looked like movie stars, both of them. Yeah.
Well, she is stunningly gorgeous. There is no doubt about that.
I mean, honestly, I thought I was going. I was watching some kung fu movie.
Yeah.
And they were the stars.
That's so cool.
Racist.
Thank you.
No, that's so cool. And no, she's really absolutely gorgeous. So I wish she'd come in. We'd do I'd dress her up at Darling Way and have all sorts of fun. She could model anything.
In,
so, well, Well, she's been kind of busy getting like a marriage and everything together. So
now she's got time.
Exactly. I'm ready for her anytime. So wait. Oh, wait. I brought something else. Oh, so we're having a big sale at Darling Way, by the way. So for people doing burlesque, come see. And then.
Okay. You got the mic. You realize when you stand up, you can't talk, right?
I was hoping y'all would talk for just a second.
And say what? Said,
yeah. Well, I don't know. That was
you got to give us a better cue than that. Just, I'm in the middle of a conversation. Yeah, that doesn't work.
I do get so excited about this stuff, you know? But look, so we've got all sorts of different, even romantic props on sale right now. And tomorrow's the last day because we've been doing it for May for our anniversary and stuff. But I saw this little wand vibrator and I actually thought of the newlyweds because it's the cutest and prettiest little gift. And it comes in this beautiful box.
Is this Jong's wedding present?
No, I gave Jong a wedding present they can, yeah, but... Look how
does it vibrate, the present you gave John?
It can.
Oh, of course it can.
It can do anything they want. But look at this, and it's got a little heart.
That would fit you great,
Fred. It's a vibrating
Fred.
Wand heart. Is that the sweetest vibrator you can imagine?
Fred, put that inside you.
Oh,
just the top part, just the peach.
AJ, it doesn't have to go
in. It's like the size of a nectarine.
Believe me,
Fred can fit that.
You were talking about, you were using this down on your thighs in that Speedo that we're going to get you for your river raft thing. I said, I can't believe that you're offering to put on a Speedo for Eric and not for a Darling Way Speedo.
Not for Eric.
So.
I'm going to wear it on the river.
Okay. Well, so now I'm going to go look sorry, I was like looking down wondering, I wonder what size. There was that pregnant pause there.
Did you see what Eric brought me in exchange for wearing a Speedo on the river?
I did. I saw him walking in with that.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, that was a very good. Yeah, that was a very nice thing. So, but yeah, you should have one of these too. And then that Speedo, you'll really fill out the Speedo if you use one of these pretty little heart vibrators.
I don't need that to fill out my Speedo. Trust me. Trust me.
I
got it going on.
All right. Well, if you're wearing a Speedo, I want pictures. And I will definitely post those on social media too. So, yeah, we could do that. Okay. We're doing sexy trivia again next week at Mark Brayla's.
What night?
Wednesday, after I leave Pillow Talk. So I'm going to be on Pillow Talk with you, Fred, and David Gal, right? The Boss and the Gloss?
Wednesday, yeah, it's going to be Boss and the Gloss.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And then we're going to go do sexy trivia at Marfrela. So you
maybe
should
come. I may come by and have a drink and see how sexy trivia goes.
Yes, it'll be so much fun. We also do a little bit of little improv and some things. You know, sometimes it's
don't
a little
Don't make it
bit
weird.
Like,
you had me agreeing to come in. Don't
it's
make
fun.
It weird on me.
No, it's fun. Like people started singing some of the romantic songs, right? And it was so cute. It was just fun. It's silly. It's good for couples. It's good for singles. It's good for groups of friends, or even if you don't know anybody. Last time we had one guy who didn't know anybody else there. He sat down, we'll put you on a team, and everybody there just becomes friendly and stuff. It's just, I don't know. Makes me so
I don't want to be on a team, but I might advise a team if I know an answer. How's that?
Well, no, that would be cheating.
Well, no, if I'm just
because they can only have four people on a team because we have prizes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no.
So
I don't,
if you want to advise a team that's less than four people, that's okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so Fred can consult if you've got a team of less than four people.
That would
be good.
Just buy me a drink and I'll give you an answer.
There you go. And they do all sorts of drink specials. So I think it's like $3 beers or $4 beers and $5 drinks.
Actually, a deal to get Fred on your team. Fred's a dummy, but he also is like, he knows a lot of useless stuff.
Right. He can
I'm a fountain of useless information. I've said that a million times.
That's perfect.
But I've not been upstairs there, but the downstairs of the bar is really cool.
Yeah.
So is that where you do it? You don't do it upstairs?
Yeah, we do it downstairs. We take over the downstairs.
Is that
a
euphemism?
Afterwards.
No, because upstairs where everybody goes to have fun and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, there are couches and stuff. But people can go up there afterwards. But no, we've had so much fun. And in fact, now we're going to have to put up more tables because we filled up everything downstairs last time. So it's been, everybody. Oh my gosh, my seat just lowered.
Oh.
How on earth did I use my foot to lower my seat?
I don't know.
That's pretty impressive.
You're a nimble little me.
You're moving around too much.
Isn't that crazy? I do the silliest things on here. So
what do you got on the show
anyway?
Saturday?
So Saturday night, June 2nd, Love and Laughter with Beth. It's all about burlesque, not BMS. So not boring married sex.
Are you going to have a burlesque performer?
Yeah, so Kiki Maroon, who does the burlesque.
I know Kiki. She's been on our show before. She's very good. They do a great show.
She's been on our show?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. Hmm. She is awesome. She is smart. She's fun. She's interesting. She's been on Love and Laughter with Beth before, and she's doing a show... in June, I think June 16th, I'm not sure. And then she's doing another a comic strip show.
Yeah, her shows
in
are,
July.
Her shows
stuff,
are funny.
So
I mean, that's why I like them.
She has a sense of humor. She's just so open and real. And hopefully we're going to be partnering with her, Darling Way, and Kiki on all sorts of things. Because she's going great places. She's really a very cool and interesting person.
Very funny, too. Yeah.
We will, and we will do that one. And then, then sexy trivia at Marfrela's. And then at the end of the month, at the end of June, June 29th, we're doing another His and Her, a Couple's, The Power of Pleasing, Orally Pleasing Workshop.
Oh,
so that's
yes.
for couples. So. Yeah, we've done that.
But that can be
so
like
fun.
Jong, have
female
you been,
couples and male couples.
Have
right?
you orally pleased Teresa since you've been married?
Oh, I like that. Jong just stuck out his tongue and now he's blushing.
Is
he's
that a
so
yes?
cute.
That's a yes. I'll assume that's a yes. Jong.
That's a good thing.
Jong is very shy now.
I know. Well, he's.
Are you going to cut us out of your sex life now that you're married?
I mean, there's no interest in there anymore, right?
Oh,
there?
Yes, there
no,
is.
No, she's gonna cut him out of the sex life now.
I want to see if it's still spicy.
I mean, is it still spicy? I mean, what about you?
He shares all the time about it.
I'm very open, of course. Okay.
Yes. But his isn't so spicy. He likes it like his barbecue. He just eats it plain.
Yeah, I don't need barbecue sauce. I just
right.
Good barbecue, you don't need sauce.
That's right.
Yeah, I get
that's
that, right. and it's good for you.
It's whatever makes me happy.
It is. Well, I hope your wife is happy, too. But
she
I
is.
Assume,
of course she is.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
But my wife is just like me. She's like she doesn't want to, you know what my wife does? She always says, I've never understood why sex needs to last a half hour. She's like, I like... And she likes when I please her as foreplay.
Right.
And then she likes me to go. And like sometimes I'd say my average is like somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And if I go 5 minutes, I feel like, I'll say I feel like I shorted you there.
Aw.
And she's like, she says, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I'm happy.
And I think that's good. Well, one, it's always good no matter what you... No matter how you get turned on, as long as y'all both agree, I'm totally in favor of that. So I never sex shame
Thank
somebody else.
Thank you for not sex shaming me.
But I do encourage that sometimes people, it's just like ice cream. Ice cream alone is just lovely and wonderful. But then if you also sometimes put whipped cream or add a banana or add some sprinkles, it can be also wonderful.
Fair enough.
But sometimes that can also take away from the taste of the ice cream.
That's right.
That's
so
true.
Sometimes you might want some and not the others and everything like that. So everybody should have a different repertoire of different things that they do.
It might give you gas.
In case. Yeah. But you want to be able, like,
the banana
if
might get stuck
else,
in your throat.
You... Deep throating is always dangerous.
That's not what I said.
That's
I know,
what we're
but you're
about.
Looking at
I
me,
hinted
you're
at
waiting
something
for
and
me.
You, no, you took it too far.
No, you're just waiting. Although I did tell somebody the other day, I was like, Fred, AJ.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I feel like I belong here because you have never done that before.
Oh, he does
first
that.
Time. No, that's first the first time I've ever done it.
Exactly. Yeah, first time
always,
in front of
he always
yeah.
does
no,
that.
That's the first time
that's
I've done it.
That's amazing. That's like somebody who farts in bed or something like that.
You don't ever do that?
Well, that's like a certain level of intimacy. If you do it too soon, which I've done, it's embarrassing. And
Fred and I have been together for, 9 years?
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty intimate.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we don't get, it doesn't get much more intimate than what we've got going.
I know. Well, so I'll take your burp in front of me as
is that a home run?
As an honor.
Max Stassi, 2-run homer.
Oh, hey now.
He's turned into a useful mammal.
God, I love baseball players, right?
It said the past 11 games, he's hitting .369. You know, there you go. Bet
69.
I like that. Do you think they'd give Love and Laughter with Beth? They give me a press pass so I could go talk to some of these hot baseball players?
I don't think so, no.
I really think they should.
I can't even get a press pass there, so.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're bleep out of luck. Neither can Barry.
No way.
Yeah, it's a
that's
sore silly. Subject.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's too bad because I really like baseball players. So
buy a ticket like the rest of us.
Oh, I've done that, but that's not as fun as making it into the locker room. I mean, let's face it.
You don't need to be in there anymore.
No.
It's inappropriate for a woman. It's no place for a lady.
Oh.
And it stinks.
Yeah, no, it's a perfect place for a woman.
No, it's
maybe not.
Not
for a lady, but a perfect place for a woman. Heterosexual woman. But anyway.
Grow up.
Yeah, come on. What about a gay man? Can a gay man go in there?
Yes.
All right,
that would be fine, too.
Then you can stop with that.
But I meant that a lesbian might not find her thrills there, and she might be way more excited about going into the Dynamo.
How do you know? She might be just...
Or the Dash something. No,
she might
be, and that's fine.
She might be interested in having conversations with them.
And that's cool, too. I'm totally okay. I'm, like I said, I want everybody to enjoy whatever it is they want to enjoy. I'm all about that. So, okay, guys, can I do public sex announcement, though?
You better hurry, because we're about to be done with
because
this show.
Because people are getting married all over the place. Lube, lube, lube. Every groom needs to bring lube
John,
on the honeymoon.
Did you bring lube to your wedding night?
In their carry-on.
Did not.
But you told me that he was going to be too drunk to have sex anyway.
Yeah, Jong also, he has a very small penis, so it's...
Anyway.
She didn't even feel it.
Couples do. Guys, it is your responsibility. Every bride is dehydrated. She's stressed out. And
not Jong's wife. She was drinking Sprite.
Yeah, she was pretty hydrated.
To chase her shots.
Yeah.
So I saw her drinking a lot of liquid.
Yeah, but they don't want to have to go to the bathroom in the dress. And they're exhausted, so they need to have lube. So that's my public sex announcement. I promise you, to carry it on, don't just check big bottles, but carry a small bottle on for the first night whenever you get to your honeymoon destination.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Bill Advisor. Listen, if you have cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're paying too much. I say that confidently because I was paying too much. You started with a great price. That's what they call an introductory rate. But when you're not paying attention, your bill goes up, and it's BS, and it's garbage, and Bill Advisor will not stand for it. They work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. Just lower your bill. Week in and week out, Bill Advisor's winning for our listeners, and most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands, and they're doing a $300 challenge, which means if you don't save at least $300, you're going to get every penny back. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get to work for you. Text the word GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.